USA News, I'm John Schaefer. According to U.S. officials, a drone from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen was intercepted and shot down by an American warship. The incident occurred in the southern Red Sea with no reported damage to the USS Mason or injuries to its personnel. The unmanned aerial vehicle was approaching the ship, prompting the ship's commander to perceive it as a threat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asserts that even after the conclusion of the Israel-Hamas war, his forces must maintain security control over the Gaza Strip. The conflict has entered its 61st day since Hamas initiated a surprise attack against Israel. Israel contends that it believes Hamas leaders are located in a central area of the main city in southern Gaza. Republicans in both legislative chambers are pledging to withhold support for any new foreign aid package unless it's accompanied by measures addressing the escalating issue of illegal immigration.
Using the power of the purse to make sure that first and foremost we deal with our southern border crisis.
Texas Congressman Jody Arrington argues that his stance aims to tackle the influx of illicit drugs into his border state. However, Democrats express skepticism about the GOP's border plan. President Biden emphasizing the necessity of increased U.S. aid to Ukraine, warning that without it, the U.S. will face severe consequences.
Well, Congress, Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership.
Speaking from the White House, Biden expressed concern that if Russian leader Vladimir Putin achieves his objectives, U.S. troops may ultimately find themselves in direct conflict with Russian forces. Ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is resigning from the House at the end of the year. That's according to an op-ed he wrote for the Wall Street Journal. That will conclude a nearly two-decade congressional career, long marked by his open aspirations to the chamber's top spot, only to lose it after nine turbulent months. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Former President Donald Trump sat down with Fox News' Sean Hannity in Iowa for a town hall meeting. When asked if he thought Joe Biden would get the Democratic nod,
I personally don't think he makes it.
In reference to Biden saying he would like to take Trump behind the barn.
If he took me behind the barn and I went like this, I believe he'd fall over.
And would he run things like a dictator if he got back into the White House?
I said, no, other than day one. We're closing the border, and we're drilling.
The Biden campaign has ramped up its criticism of Trump as polls consistently show him trailing the former president. The National Transportation Safety Board has identified a culture of silence regarding mental health within the aviation workforce. During a summit, the NTSB head stated that existing FAA regulations compel individuals in the aviation industry to either conceal or reject assistance. In response, the FAA recently announced the establishment of a new rulemaking committee aimed at fostering an environment where pilots and air traffic controllers feel more comfortable discussing mental health issues. Las Vegas is the stage for the NBA's rendition of the Final Four on Thursday. In the semifinals of the inaugural NBA in-season tournament, the Milwaukee Bucks will face the Indiana Pacers, while the LA Lakers will take on the New Orleans Pelicans. The two victorious teams will vie for the championship on Saturday night. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.